This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We begin today with a not unfamiliar topic, global trade and the American role in it in a Trump administration. During the campaign, the president-elect made no small number of promises about what he is going to do once he's in office. He's doubled down on some of them since the election. For example, just this weekend, tweeting that companies that move production out of the United States would face a 35% tariff, a tax that is, on goods they want to sell here. Quote, please be forewarned prior to making a very expensive mistake, he tweeted. To which we say, can he do that? Marketplace's Sabri Benishor starts us off.
First up, the president-elect threatened to renegotiate NAFTA. Can he do that without Congress?
The president has the authority to withdraw, and the president could certainly seek to renegotiate the terms.
Miriam Shapiro is a partner at Finsbury and a former deputy U.S. trade representative. The president-elect has also said he might slap tariffs on Mexico and China. Can he snap his fingers to do that? Depends on the tariff, but in some cases, yes, there are ways.
But it is highly questionable whether such a practice would be sustained by U.S. courts or by the WTO.
Richard Weiner is a partner at international trade law firm Sidley Austin. And then there is the question of whether Trump can single out U.S. companies that move production elsewhere.
There is no provision in U.S. law that allows the Department of Commerce to selectively apply duties in this manner.
There may be an exception. Rachel Brewster teaches trade law at Duke. She says the government could go after dumping. That's where companies sell goods super cheap to hurt competitors. She says a president could accuse companies of doing this, even if they're not, and levy a 35% tax. The threat alone could force some companies to comply.
You can very easily use the tools that the president has to coerce certain high-profile corporations into making concessions.
Not all corporations, but a few examples here or there. So a president does have broad leeway when it comes to trade. But the level of retaliation he and U.S. exporters might face from other nations, that's a whole other story. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.